Mary and Joseph lived in a town called Nazareth. It was almost time for Mary to have her baby. She and Joseph worked hard to get everything ready. They couldn't wait to welcome baby Jesus. "Not long now," they said to each other. At that time, a man named Caesar Augustus was the Roman emperor. Caesar wanted everyone's name to be put on a list. So he made a law ordering everyone to go to their hometowns to be listed. Joseph's family was from Bethlehem, so they had to go all the way to Bethlehem. Mary and Joseph had no choice. They went to be counted along with everyone else. It was a long journey. Every day, they walked along dusty roads. Every day, they walked under the hot sun. Every night, they stopped to rest. Every night, they prayed for God's guidance and protection. Finally, Mary and Joseph saw Bethlehem in the distance. They had arrived. What a relief! The small town was crowded with people. All the houses were full. So many people had come to town to be counted. "Will we find somewhere to stay?" worried Joseph. "Mary can't have her baby in the street." They prayed, trusting God to help them find a safe place for the baby to be born. Finally, Mary and Joseph found a place to stay when a kind person welcomed them. All the spare rooms in the house were full, so Mary and Joseph had to sleep with the animals. It wasn't fancy, but it was warm and safe. There were lots of hay, so they made a bed. That night, Jesus was born. Mary wrapped baby Jesus in strips of cloth and laid him in a feeding bin called a manger. The animals looked down in astonishment at the new baby sleeping in their hay. Mary and Joseph were so glad their baby had arrived. They said, "Thank you to God for their special child." Then they said thank you to God for helping them find a warm, safe place for Jesus to be born. Welcome, baby Jesus.